Good evening. This is Agashvani Kohima. I am Jijinyo Mehta with the evening news. Thursday headlines. Center enhances material cost by 9.50% under Pradhan Mantri Poshan Shakti Nirman Scheme. Nagaland commences state round 2 classical swine fever control program vaccination. Union Minister Piyush Goyal says 26-11 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahawur Rana will get stringent punishment. And Naga Students Federation urges state government to enforce Bengal Eastern Frontier Regulation 1873. Now the news in detail. Center has enhanced the material cost by 9.50% under the Pradhan Mantri Poshan Shakti Nirman PM Poshan Scheme. The scheme is a centrally sponsored scheme under which hot cooked meals are served to over 11 crore students studying in Balvatika and classes 1 to 8 in government and government-aided schools. The Union Education Ministry has said that the new rates will be applicable across all the states and UTs with effect from the 1st of next month. The central government will bear an additional cost of 954 crore rupees in 2025-26 due to this enhancement. Nagaland State Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services commenced the state round 2 classical swine fever CSF control program vaccination at State Piggery Breeding Farm in Kohima today. The vaccination drive aimed to immunize 2,50,000 pigs susceptible against CSF, a highly contagious and economically devastating disease that affects pig population. The program is crucial in preventing the spread of CSF, which can have severe consequences on the piggery industry and livelihoods of piggery farmers. Speaking on the occasion, Additional Director and Head of Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Dr. B.M. Sunap said, when combined with strict biosecurity measures such as control access to farms, disinfecting equipment, and monitoring animal health, vaccination can significantly reduce the risk of disease transmission. The department has asked the district administration and village council authorities to encourage villagers and farmers to vaccinate their livestock. The 26-11 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahawur Rana is being brought to India today. This was informed by Union Minister Piyush Goyal in a social media post. He said due to the determination of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today the accused of the Mumbai attacks is being brought to India and he will get stringent punishment. Talking to media in Mumbai, he alleged that the Congress government did nothing to punish the terrorist.
ये मोदी जी का दृढ़ संकल्प था कि जिन लोगों ने हमारे देश पर आंख उठाई उनको सख्त से सख्त सजा मिले और आज हर भारतवासी को गर्व है मोदी जी पर विशेषकर हम सब मुंबई के कृतज्ञ हैं मोदी जी के कि ऐसे लोग जिन्होंने हमारे देश के ऊपर हिंसक हमला किया था उनको हम भारत के धरती पर भारत के कानून के अंतर्गत सजा दिलाएंगे आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ हमारी सरकार का बड़ा कड़ा रवैया है और हम किसी को भारत की धरती पर आज नहीं डालने देंगे मुंह तोड़ जवाब आतंकवादी घटनाओं पर
There are reports that Rana is being brought through a special flight from the U.S. Meanwhile, security has been beefed up at NIA headquarters, Patiala Court and some other areas in the national capital. Rana is being brought to India after his final attempt to evade extradition failed as the U.S. Supreme Court rejected his application. The Naga Students Federation, NSF, Inner Line Regulation Commission has urged the state government to enforce the Bengal Eastern Frontier Regulation 1873 in Nagaland. Addressing a press conference in Kohima today, NSF President Madhavi Ri informed that a representation in this regard was submitted to the government of Nagaland today through the Chief Secretary. Chairman of the Inner Line Regulation Commission, Senchumo NSN Lota, stated that the Inner Line Permit ILP is not a new concept but lamented that over the years, the government has been very lenient in its enforcement, leading to the creation of many loopholes.
As far as inner line bus issue is concerned, it is not a new thing for the Naga Student Federation. It has been championing since 1979, right after NSF started functioning in a full-fledged manner. However, over the years, the government also has been very lackadaisical in the process of enforcement. and a lot of loopholes have been created. And in a way, some of the issues in the inner line regulation has become very cancerous. So this commission is task-bound to bring about suggestions and regulatory measures for the government to be careful in enforcement.
To strengthen the enforcement, the NSF has suggested establishment of a centralized database system, setting up of new ILP checkposts and strengthening existing ones, creation of a separate ILP enforcement wing, sensitization of the implementing department and its field personnel, among others. This is Agashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Extra Assistant Commissioner and Nodal Officer for Nasha Mukt Bharat, Moasanab K. Jingru, today said that winning in life requires balance of the body, mind and spirit. Mr. Jingru was speaking at the sensitization program organized under the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan by the Kohima District Narcotics Coordination Committee in collaboration with TM Higher Secondary School in Kohima. He emphasized that substance abuse disrupts the essential harmony of physical health, mental clarity, and spiritual grounding, which are key elements needed to succeed in life. Mr. Jingru called on the young people to actively build a life rooted in discipline, positive choices, and strong values, cautioning against modern forms of addiction such as excessive screen time and social media use. He urged the students to remain vigilant and self-aware. Government Primary School of Langnu Village under Noklak District, established in 1963, was upgraded to Government Middle School today. Speaking on the occasion, Noklak MLA and District Planning and Development Board Chairman Binai M. Lamtiu hoped for increase in students' enrollment with upgradation of the school. He also emphasized the importance of maintaining a strong relationship with the government to ensure better development in the region. Deputy Commissioner of Noklak Arikumba called for coordination between government and the community for smooth functioning of the school. He appealed on introducing vocational trainings and skill development programs among the school students for wider learning. Desi also stressed on conducting parents-teacher interacting for better understanding of their children's all-round development. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima has called upon various administrative subdivisions and municipal bodies to participate in the State Mega Legal Services Camp to be held on 12th April at NBCC Convention Hall in Kohima. The event will witness the presence of judges from the Supreme Court of India, Minister of State for Law and Justice, the judges from the Guwahati High Court. The initiative is part of a larger effort to strengthen grassroots legal empowerment. The DC has also directed Kohima Municipality to ensure full participation from all councillors, ward functionaries, youth and women's organizations. The District Sports Office of Wokha is inviting schools within the district to participate in the Pre-Subroto Football Tournament 2025 for under-15 U-15 boys and under-17 U-17 girls. The tournament is part of the selection process for the Subroto Cup International Football Tournament 2025. A notification from the District Youth Resources Officer cum District Sports Officer K. Libemo Jami stated that interested schools should submit a letter of interest along with a team list by 21st of this month. It further stated that the top team from each of the six pools will advance to the final selection round, with the league topper earning the opportunity to represent Nagaland at the Subroto Cup International Football Tournament 2025. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Center enhances material cost by 9.50% under Pradhan Mantri Poshan Shakti Nirman Scheme. Nagaland commences state round 2 classical swine fever control program vaccination. Union Minister Piyush Goyal says 2611 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahawur Rana will get stringent punishment. and Naga Students Federation urges state government to enforce Bengal Eastern Frontier Regulation 1873. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.